The Sounding Board presents Damo's Dish with Damien Barrett, thanks to Cobram Estate, Australia's most awarded extra virgin olive oil, grown, harvested and first cold pressed in northern Victoria.
Very special Damo's Dish from Cobram Estate itself, premium Australian extra virgin olive oil. We are here on the location of the famous Cobram Estate for lunch, a cast of thousands for lunch today. We're getting a unique experience of the premises and this magnificent facility that's been one of the great exporters of Australian olive oil. And Damo, your dish today takes a bit of a difference.
Well, I'm going to throw it over to Gary Lyon first of all, Hutchie, because he's here today with us. Gaz, what have we got?
What we've got is I help facilitate this great relationship with Cobram Estate, first and foremost, and it's a great joy to be up here. It's not in Cobram, by the way. It's up near Robin Road. But Matt Wilkinson is a chef of the highest order. You'll see him work his magic at Montalto, but it comes up here and just looks after every time we come up here. Today's serving pleasure. Talk us through it, Matt, because liberal lashings of Cobram Estate were used. But what can you tell us about what we ate today?
So you start off with a few cheeky snacks, some focaccia, a little bit of smoked trout, obviously using the extra virgin olive oil across all of them. And then you went into mains where we, over the amazing fire.
Sorry if I can jump in. You missed the pigs in blanket.
Oh, well, yeah. Made by Pacton Park. So I was playing around with it. It was actually blood sausage that you ate.
Hutchie ate 15 of them.
There's a few more for the plain home anyway. But we made this pork mix with the robust Cobram Estate and then wrapped them in bacon. It was delicious. And then you had some cheeky local lamb and beef that's with some sauces, and then a heap of sides, carrots, beans, using all the different varieties of olives that we have here at the estate. And then to finish, your gelato with the lemon oil, which I think was absolutely banging.
That, of everything, was all superb, but gelato with lemon-infused Cobram Estate olive oil is not something I would have thought would work together, but it was absolutely magnificent. Was it a homemade gelato?
Homemade. It was, so we churned it this morning before we came here at 6, scooped it, served it, out of that oil.
I can't say, Hutchie and Damo, that we could eat any better than that.
That was magnificent. Can you walk us through the wood fire setup, Damo?
Yeah, I can, Hutchie. I want to take it back with me. It's an old...
by the way, you're holding the phone.
It's an old mining cart that they've converted into basically an open fire. And Brent, you here from Cobram Estate too. You listened to the dish. You have had a few cracks at it, but that was as good as you're going to get this week, surely.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Matt, obviously, is someone that we get up here every year because he's sensational and a great ambassador for Cobram Estate. But another great ambassador for Cobram Estate is you, Damo, which is why we were insistent on bringing Damo's Dish back to the Sounding Board podcast.
When you look at all the great culinary chefs that you've worked with around the world, you've got a huge business in California, you've got Matt here as one of the best chefs in Australia. Where does Damo rank among the culinary greats? And is he taking his love of food too seriously, do you feel?
Well, I tell you, where Damo sits is... He's the everyday cook person to refer to. So he can simplify something and make it achievable by anyone in their own kitchen. And that's why he's a part of the Cobram Estate family.
Brent, I'm not sure that's correct because you said you tried one of Damo's dishes and it came out like a piece of rubber.
Yes, I did. I did. But
like a boot.
But he also told me that I was the one that stuffed it up, not following.
I think you did, Brent. But Hutchie, great day though.
So, and the fire that we cooked on today, so it's a slow 2 to 3 hours.
Yeah.
It's like a mining cart that's been...
It was a mining cart that's been converted into an open fire grill, basically, and it's the most extraordinary arrangement I've ever seen. I do want to try and take it back with me, knowing I can't.
And then to paint a picture, so we're eating today amid the most unbelievable scenario. Well, we got how many...
9,000 acres.
9,000 acres.
2.4 million trees.
And how many olives are pressed and... turn into oil here every year, Brent?
I think across our three sites, we're going to press about, I believe it's about 90 billion olives.
Oh, 90 billion olives. Unbelievable. And so the scenery, Damo, how would you paint the picture?
Well, it's as good as it gets, Hutchie. It doesn't get any better. The sun is just coming in very, very casually right now. It's as good a setting as I've had. The vines, as we saw today, Hutchie, being harvested, that whole process was quite extraordinary. Quite a very, very special day.
And did Matt, you say olive vines then?
I think I did. Olive trees, maybe. Well, you know what? You know I like a vine, Gary.
Doesn't he play for Port Adelaide?
You've lost your ambassadorial.
And Matt, they do grow the vines too, Gary, because we've sampled that today as well.
And Matt, of course, well done on being Clio Bachelor of the Year in 2008. But one for everyone to take home. What's a practical way to use, or a dish you'd suggest for the weekend, that other than the way we've eaten today, to use the Cobram Estate?
Well, I think, apart from just, I think everybody with extra virgin olive oil thinks dressing straight away, but just cooking with it. Like, if you get the classic Cobram Estate and cook with it, it's amazing with fried eggs. Make an omelette out of it. Just something really simple. The oil, the flavour of the oil really comes through.
And a myth that you can't cook with olive oil.
100%. No oil should be cooked over high heat anyway. You can deep fry with extra virgin olive oil, but cooking with it and cooking at the right temperature is the only way to go.
Cobram Estate olive oil. Have you ever seen a man eat 23 pigs in a blanket in one sitting?
I think it was 26.
No, Damo.
Thanks for hosting us today, Brent, to you and your team, for having us here on location to see this unique regional Victorian success story. It's about halfway between Mildura and Swan Hill, about 100 kilometres each way. Not in Cobram.
Not in Cobram.
That's right. You thought. I found that out. Matt, wonderfully cooked. We encourage you to go and use it in your own cooking on the weekend. And thanks for having us today, Brent, and well done.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Thank you so much.
That was Damo's Dish for Cobram Estate.
Hey, invoice.
Thanks for listening to Damo's Dish with Damien Barrett. Send us your suggestions or recipe tips to thesoundingboard@sen.com.au. It's all thanks to Cobram Estate, Australia's most awarded extra virgin olive oil, grown, harvested, and first cold pressed in Northern Victoria.